Well, with me here today is Joe. Joe has asthma, and I'll let Joe tell us how he find out about me and why he decided to get my treatment.
Yes, I heard about you actually from my wife, and who has a female problem. I don't know exactly what it's called.
Yes.
However, you spoke with her. Actually, she spoke with you on the phone.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened after that, but
that was a long time ago when I was in Long Beach.
You were in Long Beach, as a matter of fact. That's correct.
Yeah.
Therefore, we.
And it was a mistake that she didn't come to me.
Yes, we feel that way. That was a mistake after she had an operation, and now he told us that she didn't have to go through the whole.
No,
that,
you don't. She didn't. No.
And as a matter of fact, you told her that last night, and when we went home, she gave me some peace of mind. However, you know, and we find out, you know, that you can treat my asthma because my problem, which is was. And asthma and minor depression, it came after my asthma got diagnosed.
How long ago was that?
Approximately 2 years ago.
Okay.
And today, you know, I came and you give me the first treatment. You know, I'm so appreciate, you know, of the treatment you give me because I'm already feeling better.
Great.
I can breathe. You know, I used to go half breathe. You know, now I'm going full
breath.
Full breath.
Yeah.
And that's from the first day. I think you're a miracle maker.
Remember what I told you yesterday? I told you I can cure asthma. I told you yesterday that more than 90% chance you're going to breathe a lot better from the very first treatment.
Yes, you did. You told me you will clear my asthma, and you told me you will not clear it in the first session, but in the first session I will feel better.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. what I'm at right now.
Okay. Will you tell us how old you are? Because you look very good, actually.
Yes. That's because I exercise.
Yes.
And the problem I have, in my exercising, I can't breathe, know, all the time. Although I'm 58 years old, and
you're very energetic, actually.
Yes, and well, I have a lot of energy right now. It's from the treatment.
Yes,
I'm usually tired. Right now, I'm tired, and that's why I go to the gym and get some energy.
Well, yesterday your face was pale.
Yes.
Now your face pink.
It's pinky.
After the treatment.
I have no idea why. But
circulation.
That's the circulation.
That's what I told you. Yeah.
I know after treatment my face became immediately.
Immediately
was pinky.
Yeah.
And that's something I didn't see until when I was on my teenager.
Okay. Let's talk about what happened after the. After you started having chest pain in 1999, was
it? Yes, 1999.
When was that? What month?
I don't recall exactly what month, but almost a year and a half ago, actually.
Oh, year and a half ago.
1998, when I started feeling the symptoms.
Okay, then what happened? Your family doctor, what did he do?
He sent me to, he thought that I have a heart problem. So
yes.
They sent me to a heart specialist, and they sent me to Hogg Hospital.
So what did the heart specialist did?
They did extensive test. They did something called... a stress test.
Stress test.
Yes, and ultrasound.
Ultrasound.
And also we did a scanning.
Scan,
yes. Yes, all kind of stuff, you know.
How much it cost?
Oh, approximately, I would say maybe $15,000 to $18,000.
$15,000 to $18,000 for the tests?
Yeah, for all those tests, yes.
So what do you gain out of the $15,000 to $18,000?
Nothing. Because I still, that's why I'm here in your office, getting treatment,
yes.
So I can feel better.
Right. And then after the cardiology did all these expensive tests, you didn't get any better. What happened then?
Oh, the only thing, the only thing I gained from all those tests, I find out that there is nothing wrong with my heart or my arteries. What's wrong with me is my that I have asthma.
Hmm.
In fact, they told me I have an emphysema, which I find out later on that I don't have an emphysema.
But the cardiologist sent you to a pulmonary specialist?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and then he said you have asthma?
Asthma.
And bronchitis?
And bronchitis and emphysema.
But then another doctor said you didn't have emphysema.
Yes, but when he gave me medication and I didn't feel well after a while, so I went to another guy. He says, how come I'm still having the same problem?
Mm.
He says, because you have asthma and you have bronchitis.
Yeah.
I says, how about emphysema? He says, you don't have emphysema.
But still, he couldn't get you better either. Did he change any medication?
No, he add more medication for me. He gave me
more medication. Okay, so what were you taking? Tell us what were you taking.
They're hard for me to pronounce. Always I have problem pronouncing medication. Inhalers. Four different kind of inhalers I have in my bag.
Four different inhalers?
Four different inhalers.
Okay.
We go by colors, and my doctor. We go. We have blue. We have red.
Yeah.
We have orange.
Yeah.
And we have yellow.
Okay.
So those we go with the color, which is actually they really do go by color.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you also took steroids.
And also I take steroids. I still do.
Yes.
And the small pills. You looked at them. And also I take that large pill. Three, four different kind of pills I take.
In addition to four inhalers.
The inhalers. Yes.
And you were not better.
No, I'm not better. And
so you took this for how long?
For almost a year.
Almost a year?
Oh, yeah.
Until 2 weeks ago?
Until 2 weeks ago, I says, I'm not feeling good. My wife says, it's maybe the medication making you ill.
She is smart.
Yes.
Right,
and she said, why don't you try to stop medication?
Yes.
And I stopped medication for a couple of weeks. Actually, I didn't get worse or I didn't get better.
Yes.
But in fact, I felt a little bit sane.
Yeah.
I feel the same, so I feel, well, if I feel the same with no medication,
you're better off.
Without it. Yeah, putting any poison in my body.
That's right.
And coincidence, we met you that day, yesterday, and I got so excited when you told me that you can take care of my asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And you, what convinced me about you? You told me, to believe you because your statement is actually it's got to be even wrong, right? Or fraud.
Yes.
I am not fraud because I am in business and I'm a doctor and I will cure you because I told you I will.
Yeah.
And I believe that sold me. Your statement sold me.
Good. What I tell other people is that you make a statement that you can cure something that have been considered incurable. Either I'm a fraud or has to be true.
Yes, it has to be true.
And
yes,
I do that every day easy. If you look at listen to the people on the website, and most of the time they get better the first time. And I drop all the medications, including the steroids.
Yeah.
In the past, when I was not good enough, I would let them take the medication for a couple of weeks. But now I dropped it the first time. They don't need to take the medication. Yeah. So after the treatment, how was the breathing?
As you saw me right now, I took a full breath right now, which is before I suffered with it. I took only half of the size of. I'm ready to go to the gym.
Yes.
Today is because yesterday I was at the gym and I went over there for only 30 minutes because I already got tired.
Yes.
Because I could not breathe well.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm feeling well because I'm breathing okay, and then. The breathing is the most important things in exercise.
Yes.
Therefore, I think I'm going to have a good day at the gym.
Yeah. Was it one thing I want to mention is that I told you your problem is that you don't have enough life in your lung. Okay?
Yes.
The life open up the circulation. When your circulation is inadequate, that's why sometimes exercise can brought on an asthma attack, but not this time.
Yes.
So you're going to have a good time, actually.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. And I thank you very much. And
then Friday, we're going to do the urine test and find out what supplement you need. And I'll already give you a little taste on what just touching some of the supplement make you stronger.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I look
amazing,
forward
right?
to continue the treatment.
Yeah.
I first time feeling good. I'm so excited about getting... the program going with you, Doctor.
Great.
Yeah.
So thanks for the interview. We'll talk to you again maybe in a month.
Yeah,
by that time, you probably don't need anything. I will recommend you keep taking the homeopathic and supplement because I'm giving you a lot more life, energy, and happiness.
And we will do.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.